being very sane, and he could smell Anathema's perfume, which made him uncomfortable. "Think yourself lucky I don't need a stopwatch," said Anathema. "We've got, about 5 or 6 hours." Newt turned this over in his mind. Thus far in his life, he'd never had the urge to drink alcohol, but something told him there had to be a first time. "Do witches keep drink in the house?" he ventured. "Oh, yes." She smiled the sort of smile Agnes Nutter probably smiled when unpacking the contents of her lingerie drawer. "Green bubbly stuff with strange things squirming in the congealing surface. You should know that."
"Fine. Got any ice?"
It turned out to be gin. There was ice. Anathema, who had picked up witchcraft as she went along, disapproved of liquor in general, but approved of it in her specific case.
"Did I tell you about the Tibetan coming out of a hole in the road?" Newt said, relaxing a bit.
"Oh, I know about them," she said, shuffling the papers on the table. "The two of them came out of the front lawn yesterday. The poor things were quite bewildered, so I gave them a cup of tea, and then they borrowed a spade and went down again. I don't think they quite know what they're supposed to be doing." Newt felt slightly aggrieved.
"How did you know they were Tibetan?" he said.
"If it comes to that, how did you know? Did he go om when you hit him?"
"Well, he looked Tibetan," said Newt. "Saffron robes, bald head, you know, Tibetan."
One of mine spoke quite good English. It seems that one minute he was repairing radios in Lhasa, next minute he was in a tunnel. He doesn't know how he's going to get home.
"If you'd sent him up the road, he could probably have got a lift on a flying saucer," said Newt gloomily.
"Three aliens, one of them a little tin robot.
They landed on your lawn too, didn't they?"
"It's about the only place they didn't land, according to the radio. They keep coming down all over the place, delivering a short, trite message of cosmic peace. And when people say, 'Yes, well,' they give them a blank look and take off. Signs and portents, just like Agnes said."
"You're going to tell me she predicted all this too, I suppose?"
Agnes leafed through a battered card index in front of her. "I kept meaning to put it all on computer," she said. "Word searches and so forth, you know. It'd make it a lot simpler. The prophecies are arranged in any old order, but there are clues, handwriting and so on."
"She did it all on a card index," said Newt.
"No, a book. But I've mislaid it. We've always had copies, of course."
"Lost it, eh?" said Newt, trying to inject some humour into the proceedings. "Bet she didn't foresee that."
Anathema glowered at him. If looks could kill, Newt would have been on a slab. Then she went on. "We've built up quite a concordance over the years, though, and my grandfather came up with a useful cross-referencing system. Ah, here we are." She pushed a sheet of paper in front of Newt. 3988. "When men of Crocus come from the earth," Crocus equals saffron, CF2003, "and green man from the sky, yet ken not why, aliens, paratroops, and Pluto's bars quit the lightning castles, nuclear power stations, see cuttings numbers 798 to 806, and sunken lands riseth, Atlantis, cuttings 812 to 819, and Leviathan runneth free, Leviathan equals whale, CF 1981, and Brazil is vert, South America is green, then three cometh together, and four arise upon iron horses ride, I tell you that the end draweth nigh. 3 equals 4, railways, iron road, CF 2675. "I didn't get all of this one in advance," Anathema admitted. "I filled it in after listening to the news."
"You must be incredibly good at crosswords in your family," said Newt.
"I think Agnes is getting a bit out of her depth here, anyway. The bits about Leviathan and South America and threes and fours could mean anything." She sighed. "The problem is newspapers. You never know if Agnes is referring to some tiny little incident that you might miss. Do you know how long it takes to go through every daily paper thoroughly every morning?"
3 hours and 10 minutes, said Newt, automatically.
"I expect we'll get a medal or something," said Adam optimistically, rescuing a man from a blazing wreck.
"It wasn't blazing," said Pepper. "It wasn't even very wrecked when we put it back right side up."
"It could have been," Adam pointed out. "I don't see why we shouldn't have a medal just because some old car doesn't know when to catch fire." They stood, looking down at the hole. Anathema had called the police, who had put it down to subsidence and put some cones around it. It was dark and went down a long way.
"Could be good fun, going to Tibet," said Brian. "We could learn martial arts and stuff. I saw this old film where there's this valley in Tibet and everyone there lives for hundreds of years. It's called Shangri-La."
"My aunt's bungalow's called Shangri-La," said Wensleydale. Adam snorted.
"Not very clever naming a valley after some old bungalow," he said.